Victoria, Victoria, the train just arrived at platform 3 is at 2:30 from Dover. We apologise to passengers for the late arrival of the train, which was due to adverse weather conditions on the line. Thank you.
Be an angel, Robin, darling, and get my two hat boxes in the boot.
Righto.
Thank you, driver. You will be careful with those cases, won't you? Pigskin scratches so easily. Will you just stand there, Robin, my pet? Find me a porter.
Well, darling, don't fuss. This message of time. How much on the clock?
1:09, sir.
There we are. Keep change.
Thank you, sir.
Porter! Oh, porter! Oh, be here and load my bags, will you? I'm catching the 4:45 at the Continent, but I'm meeting someone at the barrier first, and she's got my ticket.
Well, I'll take your cases, Mum, but I'm not sure about the boat train.
Hmm?
They're not registering any luggage at the moment. They say the fog's coming down so thick, all trains are being delayed.
Delayed? Oh, what a bore. Do you hear that, Robin? We may as get off this evening, after all.
And a damn good thing, too. Oh, let's go home. You know how much I don't want you to go, Angela, my love.
Well, you've said so often enough, heaven knows. Now, don't be a silly and go along with the porter. I'm not leaving this station without meeting up with the others. I'll go and find Evelyn Henderson. She's supposed to have the tickets.
That's Angela Creevy. Surely that's Angela. And her young man. What's his name? I didn't know they were coming on this trip. Oh dear, this fog is getting so thick. I wonder what sort of crossing they'll have. Would they actually set sail? Perhaps they'll get lost in the channel. Ships floating in the fog like lost clothes. How murky it's getting. You can scarcely see the glass roof through the fog. And those lights, they're twinkling like stars. Look. Look, a bird. One solitary pigeon. The only one in the station, I do believe. Poor little thing is lost. Oh, oh, dear. Straight into the balustrade. No. Oh, poor little thing. You've broken your neck. There. Soft and warm. Oh, quite dead. Seems a bit dirty with all that fog. I wonder if you have fleas. Now that you're dead, they might come out on the feathers in your head. I remember seeing that with rabbit's ears when they've been shot. You must be washed, that's for certain. I'll take you down to the lady.
Station Master's Office, Roberts here.
Roberts, this is Ray speaking. Do you know who I am?
Oh, yes, Mr. Ray. You're on the board of directors.
Quite right.
Good evening. What can I do for you?
Now, Robert, get on to the Station Master, will you? There's a good fellow. And tell him that my niece, Miss Julia Ray and party, will be travelling this evening by the boat train. I got that? Miss Julia Ray and party.
Yes, sir, Miss Julia Ray.
Tell him to look out for her, will you? There's a good man.
We'll be delighted to, Mr. Ray. Glad to be of service at any time.
Oh, splendid. So that's all right, then.
Of course, Mr. Ray, the fog is very thick now and getting thicker. It's not quite down to the ground right here, but 2 miles out, well, it's as bad as anyone can remember. Impenetrable. Mr. Ray? Mr. Ray? He must have hung up on me.
What I want now is some brown paper and a piece of string. I'll make it worth your while. Can you supply them? You must have all sorts of things in that cubbyhole of yours.
Well, I don't know. We're not supposed to have dealings with members of the public.
Anyway, what are these two ladies over there think? Wrapping up a soaking wet dead pigeon in brown paper in the public washroom.
I don't care what they think. Don't you worry about them. I know them. A couple of nannies they are. no consequence, I assure you. I shall ignore them, and I advise you to do the same. Now then, here's a florid.
Oh.
Have you some paper and string, or not?
Just to know. I'll have a look.
Oh, you're in luck. It just so happened my aunt did some laundry this morning. Here you are.
Oh, thank you. Come along, you poor little thing. You lie there, and I'll make you up into a beautiful little parcel. There. Now, I suppose, I'll have to find a dustbin. Oh, dear. All these steps. I really feel quite ill. Now, I'm not myself at all. What with the fog and this dear little bird, I must just rest for a moment.
Miss Fellows! It is Miss Fellows, isn't it? Claire Hinnom's aunt. How are you, my dear? It's been simply ages.
Miss Creevy, so you're going on this trip too?
Yes. That is, if we ever get away. Robin here isn't, though. He's only here to see me off. Do you know Robin? Miss Fellows, this is Robin Adams.
How do you do?
What's the platform? Do you know?
I shouldn't bother about that, Miss Fellows. There'll be no train for hours at this spot.
Then aren't you going with them all? I shall faint. In a minute, I shall faint. It's coming over me now. When it does, I'll fall over backwards. All those steps.
And the Hinnoms, of course. Robert and your niece, Claire. Evelyn Henderson, who has all our tickets. Julia, Alex Alexander, and Matt Davy.
Is that the young man I hear so much about nowadays? If I am going to faint, then I won't do it in front of this rude young man. I wonder if you'd mind throwing this parcel away from me in the first waste paper bin.
No, of course not. I'll take it now. Won't be a moment, darling.
Do you mean Max?
Yes, Max Eddie. He goes about a great deal, doesn't he? How wonderful now that pigeon's gone. I feel quite strong again. What an awful day it's been. How idiotic to be here at all. In a London station in the fog, waiting for a train that isn't going to start.
Then you won't be even numbers, dear, will you? No. You see, no one quite knew whether Max would come or not.
I put your parcel away for you.
Oh, did you find somewhere to put it? How very kind of you. I wonder if you'd show me which one you put it in.
Over there. See? No, just beyond the phone boxes.
Oh, yes. Well, I'd best be off. I still have a few purchases to make. I always give Claire some fruit for the journey, you know. Miss Creevy, would you mind telling Julia that I'll be on the platform later to see them off? Goodbye. Goodbye. I do feel so much better. I really think I could face that pigeon again. This was the bin, he said. Ah, there you are. You poor dear creature. Oh, we can't leave you lying there, can we?
The chief inspector's on the line now, Mr. Roberts.
Mr. Ogilvy, Roberts here, station master's office, Victoria.
Ah, yes, Mr. Roberts. What can we do for you?
I'm afraid what you call a situation is developing here, Miss Ogilvy. We'll be needing extra police, and we need them now.
What sort of situation?
Well, there are hundreds here already, Mr. Ogilvy, and we're not at the height of the rush hour yet. We've no trains running at all. The fog's down to ground level now, half a mile down the line, and they tell me most of the buses have stopped. In another quarter of an hour, we'll have thousands of people here, all milling round our concourse and getting more and more frustrated. A few dozen uniformed branch would help keep order.
A few dozen? I don't know about that. We've got problems of our own. But leave it with me, Mr. Roberts. I'll see what I can do.
I simply don't understand Max. Do you, Robert? I rang him before we left to say we were just off. He seemed surprised to hear from me. I said it was getting late and the fog might delay us all, and I asked him why he wasn't already on his way. And can you imagine what he said, Robert? He told me he wasn't packed yet. Do you know, I think Max is a congenital liar. Edward is far too good a servant to have left things so late. What sort of motive could Max have for saying such a thing? I honestly believe the man's incapable of giving a straight answer. This fog is really getting quite impossible. Do you think we'll ever get there, William?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Very short way now. I can see the taillights of the car in front.
Do you suppose we shall see Nanny on the platform, Robert? It's so touching, really, how she always comes to see me off. Of course, Auntie May will be there. She always is. By the way, have you seen that Edward Cumberland is dead? I was in too much of a rush to tell you before.
Tell me? Tell me what?
That Edward Cumberland has died. You really are quite maddening. Don't you realise the boy has died at only 26?
What did he die of?
How should I know? And what on earth does it matter anyway? Isn't the awful thing that he's dead? And at 26. Incidentally, he was a cousin of Embassy Richards. What do you know about that?
Embassy Richards? What do you mean?
Now, you can't pretend you haven't heard about Richard Cumberland.
I'm afraid not.
But it's all over London. He's the one who's always going to official parties uninvited. You must have heard about it.
Tell me about him.
Well, when that Middle Eastern embassy threw that party last week for its prince, someone stole some sheets of Richard's notepaper and sent a notice to every newspaper in London. Mr. Richard Cumberland regrets he was unavoidably prevented from accepting His Excellency's invitation to meet his prince. The ambassador was furious and wrote to the Times, pointing out that he had never invited Mr. Cumberland in the first place and that he did not know the gentleman. All in the hands of the solicitors now.
And this young Edward Cumberland, lately deceased, was Embassy Richard's cousin.
Precisely. I'm hoping for more news of the Embassy Richard affair when we reach the station. If we ever get there, that is. Really, it's too awful trying to get round London nowadays, but with this fog, it's quite impossible. We've been 15 minutes already. It's too frightful. Not that I'm worried. After all, Julia's uncle is a director of the railway. I'm quite sure they won't let the train go without us. I'm quite sure the train will go without me, and I've got all that tickets. Oh, do go faster, driver.
I'm doing my best, ma'am. This fog's very thick. We don't want an accident, do we?
No, of course not. But if you turn left off the main road just a little further on, we can get out of this traffic and round the back of the station.
It won't work, ma'am, I promise you. I'd better stick to the main road in the fog. At least we're moving.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, just look at the time. The train is due to leave in less than 10 minutes, and I've got to get my luggage registered and everything. What shall I do? Where are we now?
Don't worry, Mum. We're nearly there. Look, there's the forecourt. Where all those taxis are turning in.
Oh, thank heaven. Oh, here. Now, where's my purse? Dear, dear. Oh, yes, please. Take those bags to where the luggage is registered, would you? I'm travelling with a party, and I've got all their tickets. Now, how much, driver?
Two bob, if you please, ma'am.
Ah, oh, there's half a crown. Keep the change.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
Oh! Porter! Porter, we're trying to get separated. I must meet you under the clock.
Which one, ma'am? There are three.
Under the clock. You know, the clock.
But, Roberts, this is impossible. How on earth am I going to find a Miss Julia Ray, whom I've never seen before in my life in this crowd?
Mr. Ray seemed very insistent, sir. She is in a party, travelling first, and she is a director's niece.
Oh, very well, very well. By rights, I should be in my office at a time like this, not struggling through the concourse. Well, I'll do my best, but I'm damned if I'm going to spend the whole evening searching for her.
How on earth am I going to find Julia in all these crowds? I do feel better. Yes, I'm sure I feel better. Although not altogether safe, perhaps. No. Faintness was gone. But I've a feeling it might come back at any time. I think I'd better find somewhere to sit down. Buffet. Yes, just the place. Oh, dear. It's very warm. Perhaps a little too warm. And there are those two nannies over there. Great black vultures hovering. I shan't see them. I shall just sit here and wait to be served. I'm so
now. Weak, weak. As if I'd been through several long illnesses, one after another. Is no one going to serve me? Oh, I see. One's expected to get things oneself.
He said, see you Friday night. See you Friday night. I said, are you nerve? One's around the floor and you think you can have me for the asking.
What are either of you two girls going to serve me?
He said, go on, you know you like it.
If one or other of you two girls doesn't serve me instantly, I shall see the manager.
All right, keep your hair on. We can't be everywhere at once, you know. You must all wait your turn.
And I won't stand insolence. I'm surprised at you. You should be glad I've come to give you my custom. That's what you're here for. You must do your job properly, my girl.
What would it be, then? A cup of tea?
Certainly not. I'll have a whiskey.
1 and 9.
Now, what was the name of my father's brand? Always laid out it was when we got back from hunting. Cut glass decanter and glasses on the silver tray. Good for everyone after a hard day, he'd say. And we drank it, young as we were, and went to have our bath, and then sat down to high tea. And now, how extraordinary that I should be here, drinking in tea rooms, with all these extraordinary-looking people. And there's that poor bird. One sees so many killed out shooting. But any dead animal shocks one in London. Even birds. I remember when Father shot his dog. How much we cried. There's that poor boy Cumberland. His uncle used to be one of my dancing partners. What did he die of so young? One doesn't seem to expect it, cooped up in London. And then to fall like that, dead at my feet. I'm glad I picked it up and washed it. Well, it's bound to be a nuisance, even wrapped in paper.
Them girls is terrible, I reckon. Trouble enough many of us have had to get here without they refused to serve you.
Yes, it's quite all right now. Thank you. Was I right to choose spirits, I wonder? I really don't feel very well. They don't seem to have done me any good.
Claire! Darling, is it really you?
Evelyn, how wonderful to see you. Have you got the ticket?
Yes, all safe. Yeah, I thought I'd never make it.
Hi, hello, Evelyn.
Wasn't the traffic too awful? And what the fog?
Yes, and it seems to be getting worse.
Where are the others? Have you seen them?
Well, I've seen Thompson. He's sitting over there with Julia's luggage.
Ah.
Apparently she started out on foot. Could you imagine anything more like her? But where on earth are Angela and Max and Alex? Does anyone even know if Max means to come?
I phoned him. I think he will.
Anyway, I've got their ticket. Now, Robert, you and Thompson had better go and try and find them all, will you? And bring them all back here. We must all be together.
Well, whatever you say, Robin, I must go and find the others.
But Angela, darling, I told you it can't be done in this crowd.
I know you have, sweetie, but how else am I going to get my tickets?
What do you want tickets for now? I tell you, we'll never get trains out of here.
But, Robin, it's being paid for. And anyway, I want to go, don't you see?
Oh, pardon me, sorry.
Well, I'll be off then. Goodbye, enjoy yourself. I don't ever want to see you again.
Oh, silly Robin.
Excuse me, madam. Could you by any chance be Miss Julia Ray?
No, I'm afraid I'm not. I haven't seen her.
So sorry for troubling you.
Claire! Evelyn!
Hello!
Oh, thank heaven.
Julia, darling, what kept you? Thompson said you started off by foot hours ago.
Well, I did. And then I suddenly thought I'd forgotten to pack my charms. And you know I never travel anywhere without my charms. So I turned back. Of course, when I got home, I found they'd all been packed after all. So I took a taxi.
But how are you, darling?
Oh, we're all right, but we can't find the others. No one seems to know if Max is coming or not.
I phoned him and he seemed to say he was, but you never know with Max, do you?
He really is hopeless, isn't he? Don't you think?
Who is it speaking?
Oh, Max, are you really going?
Why?
I mean, must you really go?
Just hang on a moment, Amabel, will you? There's something here.
Have you someone else there?
No, why?
I thought I heard you shushing someone. What were you doing then?
I was putting water on the fire. Soda water, if you want to know.
People don't put soda water on fires.
I did.
Max, I must see you. Supposing I came round now if I promised to be good.
But, Amabel, what's it all about?
I won't have you go, that's all. I can't bear it.
I didn't say I was going.
It's not fair. We've had such a marvellous time together. I do love you so, darling love. Why can't we be as we were? I swear I won't be tiresome again. You must believe me, darling.
I rang you up yesterday.
Did you?
You weren't in.
I expect I was having my hair done. I was there all afternoon. Max, who have you got with you? I heard them whispering just now.
And what were you at last night?
What was I at? How can you say things like that? Max, darling, what has come over you?
I rang up about 9:30.
I was lying down. You know, all this has made me quite ill. Dr. Godley says the best thing for me would be to get away to the sun out of this frightful fog for a month or two.
Well, look here, Amabel. Are you doing anything this evening?
Nothing, darling. Nothing at all.
Just a moment, Ham. Yes?
Your bags are all ready, sir.
Who is that, darling?
Only Edward's asking if I wanted any tea.
What were you going to say?
Look here, suppose you came round about 9:30. We could go out and have dinner somewhere.
Oh, darling, that would be perfect. You're an angel. So you aren't going after all.
That's settled, then. Is the car around?
Yes, sir.
Come on, then. I'm in a hurry.
I'm afraid you can't book a sitting room by itself, sir.
But all I want is a sitting room. I shall only be waiting for the fog to clear.
I quite understand, sir, but I'm afraid we only have suites.
Oh, all right, a suite, then. Will you let me know when the trains start moving again?
Certainly, sir, but you'll be able to see most of the platforms from your windows. Show this gentleman to suite 105.
Mayfair
7213. Hello, Anne.
Hi, Max, darling. It's you again.
About this evening. Look here, don't come after all.
Why ever not?
It won't be any good.
But you said I might.
I shan't be there.
You mean to tell me you are going after all?
Yes, I'm at the airport now. Goodbye.
Don't you stand up!
Taxi!
Don't you
Taxi!
Stand up!
Taxi!
Where do you go?
To the station, of course.
Which station?
Good God Almighty. France. Where do you think?
Oh,
hi, Argo. Oh, blimey. I've got a right bloody one here.
Oh, Edward. There you are. Where's Miss Ady?
I couldn't say, miss.
Didn't he come with you?
Yes, miss.
Well, then isn't he in the station?
I couldn't say, miss.
Where did he go when he left you?
He told me to meet him here, madam.
Why, here's Alice.
Julia, darling.
Mm.
Claire, my love. Mm. Darling Evelyn.
Alice.
Mm. Now, where's Max? Not here, I suppose.
Of course not. Alex, darling. The porters are saying we can't register any luggage because no trains are leaving. What do you think they're really doing anything about the fall?
I think they must be. Incidentally, have you heard the latest about Embassy Richards?
No.
I've been told the postmark on that letter was St. John's Wood, which must mean Charlie Troop sent it.
No, it can't be Charlie. He'd never do anything like that. He's no friend of mine.
There's Angela. Look, she can see me.
Well?
There, look, behind that fat man. She's hey. Waving. Who's the individual with her? Angela Cooey!
Hello.
Angela, darling, have you brought your bed with you? We'll never get away from here.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, Claire. We met your aunt ages ago back there.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't tell you what a time we've had trying to get to you. Didn't we, Robin?
Yes,
well,
we
at least you're here.
Now, let's hope Robert and Thompson come back soon with Max. I wonder where they've got to.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Gin and tonic, please.
Max, I thought it was you. I couldn't be sure with all these people.
Robert, how do you do?
You haven't seen Claire's aunt by any chance?
Was I? What do you have?
I've ordered, thanks.
I suppose they sent you to find me.
No, it's Claire's aunt who's lost.
Oh, is she coming too?
No, she's only come to see them off.
Don't know the party, I'm afraid.
The others are all waiting down by their luggage until it can be registered. Good God, Max, there she is. Great Scott, there's Claire's nanny over in the corner with that friend of hers. What on earth are they all doing in here?
Have another, Robert.
No, thanks. Say, Max, the old girl doesn't look any too good, does she?
I haven't made her out yet. Well, now you've found her, we can get along. Is she the one with the brown paper parcel?
Yes, holding the whiskey. Look here, Max, she's sitting all on a skew. I say, would you mind keeping an eye on her? And I'll be off and bring Claire. Won't be long, old man.
Oh, there you are, Robert. Well, I suppose you didn't find them. Angela's been here for ages, and so has Alex.
I say, Claire, most extraordinary things happen. You know I went to find Alex and Max, as you told me. Well, I got to the bar and thought I'd have a drink. Oh, guess who I found there, having one too? Max. And your aunt.
Max and my aunt?
Well, no, not together, separately. And look here, she didn't look at all well. There's something wrong. I think you and the others ought to go and have a peek at her. I left Max to keep an eye on her.
Don't be ridiculous. She's resting, that's all.
She had a glass of whiskey.
Are you suggesting she didn't it? Auntie May?
I didn't say that. All I said was she was very ill and probably needs you. And I don't care. Where's Angela?
Oh, she's got a beau with her and they've wandered off. All right, darling, then. I'll go. But I don't want the others to know, do you understand? Not a word to them. If Auntie May is ill, I'll see to it. Now then, you stay here.
Thank you very much. Am I by any chance speaking to Miss Julia Ray?
Yes.
Ah, Miss Ray. Your uncle rang me up to say we were to take particular care of you and your party.
Oh.
Now, I don't like to see you waiting about here in all this crowd. Can't I persuade you to wait in the hotel?
Oh.
It belongs to the company, and I'm sure you'll be very comfortable.
That's very nice of you. Yes, I think we should love to. Now, who of us are here? There's Angela, and Alex, and you, Julia. Robert's over there. I can't see Claire. And where's Max? Has anybody seen Max?
Oh, here he is now, darling.
So, there you all are. What's going on?
The station master's organizing some rooms for us.
Well, can't have that. My party. I'll see to it. I want another two suites.
On the same floor as the one you have, Mr. Hady?
Of course not. One on that floor and one on the floor above.
Very well, sir. Suites 106 and 201. The key, sir.
But, darling, whatever do we want with three suites?
Claire's aunt. Sick.
Oh, no.
Doesn't want anyone to know.
How awful.
Just arranged for three men to carry her up the back way where she won't be seen.
What on earth is the matter with her, Max? Is she bad?
Don't know. Tight, I should say. Look out. Here are the others.
Oh, there's Claire. I must go to her. My darling, my darling. In this awful place, I wondered whether we weren't all dead.
Julia, yes. Darling, it's such a bother. I've just come from Auntie May. She's not at all well. I don't want a soul to know, but I'm very worried about her.
Claire, I am sorry. Can I do anything?
Well, Max has arranged to have her taken in the back way, up to a suite he's taking. Poor Auntie May, she can't walk, you see. But nobody must know. Not a word to another soul, please.
Of course not, darling.
Well, I must fly and see that her room is ready.
Hello, Julia. Do you know about it?
Yes, I do. Poor thing.
Well, just carrying her in now.
Robert, what on earth are they doing to the doors?
Oh, that. They're putting up steel shutters over the main entrance, so they told me when I came in.
But, my dear, they aren't going to shut us up in this awful place, surely. What do they want to put shutters up for? And steel ones?
It's the fog, I believe.
Last time there was a bad fog and a lot of people were stuck here, they made a rush for this place, I believe, to get something to eat. Oh, good Lord, it doesn't make you nervous, does it?
Oh.
Good heavens, what's that?
It's the steel door. They've shut it down. And however Claire will get her...
Oh, I know all about Auntie May. Claire told me.
Oh. Alex, dear, we're shut in now. What shall we do? Isn't it awful? And what about our luggage left out there to be looted?
Hello. Hello, Max. Hadn't we all better go home and start another day?
We can't get home in this fog.
No, I've taken rooms here. But, Max, we can't sleep here.
You won't have to, old boy. Trains will be running soon. Come along, let's all go up. Send up cocktail things, please. No, I don't want a man. We'll make them ourselves. Send up two of everything.
No, only one bottle of Cointreau. These people here are fools.
She's arrived, Max.
Poor darling.
Who?
No one.
Oh.
No. Now Robin isn't here, because, you know, he's a relative of Embassy Dix. Do tell me, has anyone heard any more about it?
Embassy Richard, dear, not Embassy Dick.
Nonsense, Alex. I think Embassy Dick's a perfectly good name for him. You see, Richard met my mother and told her that he wouldn't be able to go to that reception.
Embassy Richard's always saying things like that. It proves nothing.
What I mean is, someone might have heard him and got to know that he hadn't been invited and sent that notice to the papers.
But surely, my dear, you don't mean to suggest that he sent the message himself.
Julia, dear... I wonder if you could spare me a moment.
Of course. Excuse me.
What is it, Evelyn? I didn't want the others in there to hear, but poor Claire's aunt is very ill. I'm sure of it.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Robert's gone to try and find a doctor. But there's more than that. I'm rather unhappy in my own mind about it. She had a parcel of sorts, and as we were getting her onto the bed, it fell down and came open. And there was a pigeon, of all things, inside.
A dead pigeon? Mm. Oh, perhaps she was taking it back for her supper.
No. It was all wet.
Oh, Evelina, how disgusting. How could it be wet?
Well, that's what I asked myself. But Claire's old nanny, who'd been keeping an eye on her, tells me she saw Claire's Auntie May washing it in the ladies.
Well, I think that's rather sweet.
Well, I'm not sure about that, and I'd rather you didn't say anything to Claire about that part of it. She's so upset already, I don't want her worried any more.
A bad passage. A bad passage. What waves! I never see such waves. Up we go. Up like a gong. Hold tight. And the clouds, great dark storm clouds, rolling up from the horizon. Storms of darkness. Don't let go. Don't get them overboard. Hold tight.
What am I to do about Thompson? Now they've put that steel door down over the hotel, he won't be able to find us. Or anyone. Robert, be a darling. Phone the station master, will you? Say it's me. And ask him to send someone out to look for Thompson. And tell him he must stay with the luggage. Robert, will you do that for me?
Only too glad to.
Uh-huh.
But I say, Julia, you know that station master must be a pretty busy man. What with the fog and everything. What do you think?
Oh, you'd be glad to do it because of my uncle. It would be ever so sweet of you, my dear.
The sea. Why the sea? And why can't I move? Bound hand and foot. Who's tied me to this rock? But I am moving. I'm rushing towards the horizon. No. It's the horizon rushing towards me. Dark masses of clouds racing across the water. They'll swallow me up. Help me. Oh, help. Won't anyone help?
My dear Mr. Hinnom, is it? There are now, we estimate, 30,000 people in the station. The last time we had a count, August Bank Holiday last last year, we found that 965 persons could enter the station each minute. Now, just supposing I sent someone out to look for this man Thompson, and he searched for 10 minutes. There'd be an extra 10,000 people to choose from. They're jam-packed in the concourse right now, and flooding out into the street. Any chance of finding one man in that crowd is, well, remote. A needle in a haystack. So you see, sir, I'm afraid we can't.
Aren't you Mrs. Hinnom's nanny?
Yes, madam.
Oh, there.
You'll be quite all right.
Of course it will, madam.
Yes, of course.
Oh, they carried her up here. Terrible bad she was then, I reckon.
I beg your pardon.
Hey, you. What are you doing here?
What's that to you, my lad?
Why don't you go away? These are private rooms here.
Aye, that's as may be. But the corridor's public.
Oh, yes. Would you like a drink?
Oh, how kind. Yes, that would be nice.
What will you have?
I don't really mind.
I say, what part of the country do you come from?
I wonder who that man is. Do you know?
I couldn't say, madam. He just appeared.
Oh, hello, Angela. Nanny, I'll be with you in a moment. Excuse me, Angela.
Oh.
Now, Doctor, what do you think?
What relation is the lady I've just examined to you?
She's my aunt.
I see.
What are we going to do? It really is such a bore, poor Auntie May, being taken ill like this, and it seems quite impossible to get her out of here. It was extraordinarily lucky that we were able to get hold of you. What do you think of her?
Has she been drinking any stimulants within the last hour, shall we say?
Yes, I think someone said she had.
Well, I don't think you need worry about her. It'd be a good thing if she could get some sleep. Keep her warm, of course. Oh, yes, it'll pass off. Perhaps I might see your husband, wasn't it, for a moment?
Oh, yes. I'll get him for you. Robert, the doctor would like to see you.
Oh, right. Yes, doctor?
Ah, Mr. Hinnom. That'll be half a guinea, if you please.
Righty-ho.
Now, Nanny, will you and your friend please go in and watch Miss Fellows? There's nothing to worry about. The doctor says she's going to be all right.
Of course, Mrs. Hinnom. We'd be pleased to.
Oh, Max! Any luck?
I'm afraid not, Claire. An ambulance is impossible.
Yes. The streets are apparently choked with traffic. Mm. Oh, well, the doctor says she'll be all right, so perhaps it's best she stays where she is.
Shall we go in and have a drink?
Mm-hmm. I've spoken to the station master. There's no hope of finding Thompson, I'm afraid.
Are you sure you gave my name? He must know my uncle.
Yes, I did. And he said he felt he'd understand.
Good heavens. Who's that man? Max?
Doesn't really matter, does it?
Who's Max, darling? Who is that man?
Don't know.
Well, then, why is Alex giving him drinks?
Don't care, do you?
Oh, Max, darling, is there any chance of going home, do you think? I mean, it does seem rather hopeless hanging about here.
No chance at all. I couldn't even get an ambulance for Claire's aunt.
What? She ill?
Didn't you know?
Yes, darling. Didn't you know? But the doctor says she'll be fine.
Cruel bad she was when I seen her last. Well, I'd best be off now. Thanks for the drink. Cheerio.
Who on earth was that, Alex?
My dear Julia, I'm perfectly sure it was the hotel detective.
Why? Because he had a bowler hat, of course. Didn't you ever go to the cinema? Well,
come over here to the window, Julia.
Now, just look down at that scene. What do you think of that?
Good heavens. The whole station is just one mass of people. I've never seen anything like it. Oh, poor Thompson. No, it's not quite one mass. Look, there's a narrow stream moving, and there's another. Oh, it's just like one of those illustrations of corpuscles in the blood. I wonder if this is what a queen would see on her wedding day, standing on her balcony, looking at subjects massed below. Just listen to the roar. It's like a sea. I can't
hand it. Up and down. Up and down. The storm's getting worse. Help! Oh, help me! I shall be seasick!
Clever of you to take a suite on a different floor. And there's tea. With crumpets. How divine of you, darling. And just for us two.
Nice, isn't it?
Mmm. Well, as I was saying, I went back, darling, and I asked my darling Jemima where could she have put my charms.
Mm.
And she promised me faithfully they were in my cabin trunk. You like that? Have you anything you don't like to travel without?
Mm.
No, don't do that. It's too hot in here. Let's have some tea, or my crumpets will be cold. Now, incidentally, have you heard anything about your Mrs. Richard?
Well, I understand there was a girl Richard rather wanted to see at that party.
Oh, who was it, Max? Do tell.
No, I can't tell you. All I know is that he's head over heels in love with her, and he was not invited, and she was. And he meant to go, whether he got his invitation or not. Now, Charlie Throop, who mm-hmm. knew of this, rang him up to say his girl was not going after all, but would be at the Beavers' dance.
Oh. Perhaps Charlie was in love with her himself. Oh, people do play awful tricks on each other when they're in love, don't they, Max? But I don't understand why. After all, it's the most marvellous thing that can happen to two people. There's no point making it beastly. There. Max. Listen. Oh, look, I've never seen so many people all together before. Hundreds and hundreds of faces looking in the same direction. Like lozenges laid out neatly. Terrifying, really. I didn't know there were so many people in the world.
Do shut the window, Julia.
Oh, very well.
Cheer up, Angela. Don't look so glum.
Do I? Yes, I suppose I do feel low.
Are you sure you won't have anything to drink?
Thank you, no.
This kind of breakdown is typical of all travelling with Max, you know. I've been thinking it over, and I believe you are quite right about Embassy Richard, that he didn't send that notice out himself.
All I said was he told my mother he wasn't going to the party.
That's just it. So I don't think he would have sent the notice out himself.
Calm. Calm after the storm. Peaceful sea. The ship riding into harbor. But darling, why do you think Max asked Angela?
Now, why for that matter did he ask us?
Oh, but Evelina, we've all known him for ages.
Yes, but surely to goodness he can get to know somebody else. Of course, we're all hoping he'll get engaged to Julia, but we seem to be getting almost proprietorial about him. Not Julia, though. Have you noticed? She never talks about him now.
No. Julia is most frightfully close about herself.
Tell me about your toys, Julia.
My toys? What do you mean? Oh, you're trying to say my charms. Oh, no, I certainly won't if you call them my toys.
Your charm.
Well, if you swear you won't laugh, I might.
I won't laugh.
I don't know how I first got them, but I've had them ever so long. One is a wooden pistol that I buried in a patch of artichokes when we were children. And there's my egg. That's hollow, painted outside with red and yellow rings, and inside there are three little ivory elephants. Once, when I was tiny, I was out with my nanny, with the egg in my pocket. I was carrying an open golfing umbrella with both hands. A gust of wind carried me a good few feet, almost to the edge of the cliff. And I said, Nanny, if I hadn't my egg in my pocket, I should have been blown over and drowned. You see, I can't ever leave it behind now, can I?
And what about your top?
My top?
Yes. Would you like to hear about it?
Very, very much.
If you do that, I shan't be able to tell you.
Oh, do tell.
No, oh, no. It's too early in the day yet for that. No, really, Max. I'm not going to start a chase all round this squalid room. There. Now, go back and sit in your chair. Mix yourself a drink. But you aren't going to muss me up now.
Hello, everyone. I found Robin downstairs in the bar, kicking his heels because he'd been locked into the hotel, so I've brought him up.
Oh. Hello, Robin.
Hello, Andrew.
What will you have to drink, Robin?
I'll have a whiskey and soda, thanks.
Wasn't somebody going to ask me what I'd like to drink?
Oh, of course, darling. I do apologise.
Well, Andrew, what do you want?
Oh, Alex, mix me a cocktail of some sort, will you, darling?
Right.
Incidentally, Alex, do you know what's on the other side of that door there?
No. Let's go and have a peek, shall we?
By George. Beds.
Beds. Twin beds. What do you think of that?
I think it's really rather early for that sort of thing, isn't it?
Alex, darling, how ungallant.
Well, come on then.
Come on then? That's a fine way to put it. Come on then, Alex.
Righto, darling.
Heavens, where on earth is Max? Oh, come and have a drink, old man. What'll you have? Oh, nothing. I can't bear it. I simply can't bear it. Now then, Angela. Where is he?
Do you mean Alex? Oh, he went straight out into the corridor.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you've been so beastly to me, going away when you did as if I was nothing to you. And all these beastly people being beastly to me. How do you expect me to love you? Oh, I do feel so miserable.
Oh, darling, oh, my darling. Darling, Angie.
Yes, Mrs. Knight, she's sleeping now. I don't think you need worry too much about her. No, you'd never be able to get here. I shouldn't come along without you. Hello, Cynthia, darling. You know, you'd hardly believe it, but you'll remember I told you I was going to the south of France. Well, the fact is, with this Mrs. Knight, you mustn't. Even if you did get here, you'd never be able to get in. We're simply in a state of and siege. And we had a little accident to someone who came to see us often. Now, I can't tell you the name now, but the doctor says she's drunk. Now, don't laugh. I think she's very ill indeed. Of course I've given her a hot water bottle. She had a pigeon, all wet, done up in brown paper. I think it's some sort of a sexual fit, don't you agree? With women of her age... It's so awful. Mrs. Knight, I've made arrangements to get an ambulance directly. They can bring one round to send poor Auntie May back to you. Yes. Goodbye.
Anyway, thank you so much, darling. Goodbye.
Well, if there's no one to serve me, I might as well not be here at all.
Before you wait your turn.
I have waited my turn. This is my turn. My turn has come.
Keep your air on.
I won't stand insolence. I'm surprised at you. Surprised I am. You're here to serve me.
What'll it be then?
I want to report a death. Who can I report a death to?
Why have you brought a pigeon? Do you think it was right to order whiskey when you were carrying it with your parcel?
It's coming over me again. Why shouldn't I order whiskey? We always had whiskey when we were young. As for the pigeon, well, that's saving the street cleaner trouble.
Why did you wash it? Answer me that.
Why can't you leave me alone? Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
But how could I tell how much you minded?
If you cared for me, you would. Wouldn't have gone off just when I needed you most.
Yes, but darling Angela, you told me to go. I thought you wanted to go with these people and didn't want me.
Oh, silly Robin. I never wanted you to go.
God, I wish I was more worthy of you.
when I think how wonderful you are from the top of your wonderful golden head to your toes.
Is it gold?
It is. It is.
Oh, I won't have you watching yourself in the mirror when you're kissing me. It proves you don't love me. Anyway, no nice person does that.
Darling, do you know what I think's the matter with us?
Hmm?
I think we're in an unnatural relationship. You know I'm in love forever with you. Don't you think if we could only tell the world by publishing our engagement, it would make things easier for us? I do feel that if only we were married, I could make you feel differently about me.
My dear, you've told me that before. And I know who said it to you. It was your grandmother, wasn't it? But those ideas are all passé. I have to be sure. You see, I might make you unhappy, and you're much too sweet for that. Oh, darling, don't take all this too tragically. After all, I'm only going away for 3 weeks, and I'm hoping by that time I'll have been able to make up my mind. You do understand? And now, we simply must get back to the others. Come on. Well, Alex, what's been happening in here?
Nothing. We've been here. That's all, haven't we, Robert?
We have.
But where are Claire and Evelyn?
Still with Claire's aunt, I presume.
And Max?
With Julia. Upstairs.
Suite 105, madam.
Hello, everybody. At last, I found you.
Amabel, darling, what a lovely surprise.
My dear Amabel, how nice to see you.
Hello, Amabel. May I introduce Robin Adams?
How do you do?
How do you do? Now, what on earth has Max done with himself?
He's upstairs with Julia.
Really? I suppose so.
Yeah, Amabel, we've had the most appalling time.
What with the fog and the crowds and their locking the hotel. Incidentally, darling, how on earth did you squeeze under those steel shutters? Would you like a cup of tea?
Thank you, no. Angela, dear, it's so nice to see you again. Now, you must be a dear and come to my rescue. I simply can't be left alone with Max, even for one moment. He has such a temper. He's bound to be so cross with me for being late.
Oh, I shouldn't worry about that, Amabel. Max was most frightfully late himself, you know. We only really found him when we got into the hotel.
Well, that was because he kept telephoning me to hurry. If it hadn't been for the fog, you know, I do believe I'd have missed the train. Alex, dear, come and talk to me.
At your command.
It's so lovely to see you. And I did get into such a state when I thought I was going to miss you. My dear, I wonder if you'd ring down and order me a bath.
How splendid. Yes, of course.
I got so dirty coming along. My maid will be up in a minute. Of course, the bath will have to have a room with it. And then you can come and talk to me through the door.
Oh, really?
Oh, Angela. Was that your nice Mr. Adams leaving?
Was it? Oh, good heavens, it must have been.
No, it would be rather funny if my bathroom opened onto the corridor and you had to talk to me in front of everyone.
I couldn't. The corridor's prowling with detectives. Hello? Is that the office? Mr. Ady wants another room with a bath. One of his guests wants to have one.
It's Amabel. Darling, how enchanting to see you.
Darling Amabel, how are you? I'm very well, thank you, but rather dirty. Alex is just ordering me a bath.
But what about your bath salts?
Oh, Toddy will have those with her. She's waiting downstairs with my things.
I'm afraid my Auntie May has been rather ill. Max was marvellous and got her into the suite opposite, and we've had the doctor and everything. Ah, so here we are, my dears. Stuck here without any chance to get away.
How on earth did Max ever come to take this awful room?
Oh, it's not his fault. Every room is like this, I expect.
Where has Max got to?
Evelyn, darling, let's get back to poor Auntie May.
Yes, of course.
What a wonderful sight, Max. I don't suppose I'll ever see such a wonderful sight again.
No.
Thousands of Smiths. Thousands of Alberts and Marys, woven as tight as an office carpet. Oh, Mac, I feel so remote, so infinitely remote from them all. just as if we were two gods looking down on the whole of humanity. This moment is so perfect. I wish everything could just stop. Now, just as it is. Listen! Can you hear that? I do believe that's a Welsh group down there with the football scarf. Oh, they must have come up to London for some match or other. What on earth are they doing at Victoria? Do you think they're at the wrong station? Oh, poor fellows. Oh, isn't it all just too perfect?
Well, and what about my bath, if you please?
Good Lord, yes, Amabel. Haven't they done anything about it yet? I am sorry. Hello? Oh, hello there. I inquired about a bath a little while ago. Oh. Oh, I see. Right you are. Apparently there's a bath in this suite.
Oh.
It's through the bedroom. Oh, they sent your maid up a little while ago. She's probably running it already.
Oh, Toddy, thank heavens.
I have your bath salts unpacked, madam. And your bath is ready for you now.
Shall I come with you and watch you have it?
Darling Angela.
But I have something to say to Alex. Come along, Alex.
Right you are.
She thinks we're going into the bathroom together. Whereas, you're staying firmly in there.
I know. Do you take your rings off when you have a bath?
Why do you ask?
I was wondering what you look like.
Ah, Mr. Max Ady, I believe.
Ah, Mr. Livingston. I mean, Miss Julia Ray, I presume.
Now then, what game do you reckon we're playing, Mr. Edwards?
Hide and seek, Mr. Thompson.
Oranges and lemons, more like.
Yeah, sardines is all the rage now. And blind a bloody man's buff.
Well, it's a funny old game, whatever it is. You had your tea, Mr. Edwards?
Haven't so much as tasted it this afternoon.
Well, why don't we go along and see what we can find? I like company with my tea.
Oh, no thanks. I reckon you'll find every tea place full to overflowing. Besides, I'm not leaving this dressing case.
Oh.
But don't let me stop you. You go ahead, Mr. Thompson, and pick up some bird, alive or dead, and get yourself your cup of tea, if you feel like
it. What do you mean, alive or dead?
Alive or dead? Nothing.
Not wrapped up in brown paper, you didn't?
What's that?
Oh, nothing, nothing. This is a rum thing, this party. Oh, now, look, just get a look at those blue eyes. Yeah, I like that.
Now then, don't let's have anything like that here.
Oh, just listen to that rude man. Hey, hey, my pal here turns his dirty, disapproving face. Will you give us a kiss, darling? Come on, no one will see with these bags and things.
Oh, nice and cheek. Here, you won't.
Oh, my God.
Just see that
bird. Cool blood.
Here, I must be off.
God bless a little lark. Come out of the bloody ground and gave him a great bloody kiss when he asked it. Never saw nothing like it. Straight off, I never.
I'm really quite worried about Thompson. Poor man. Do you think he's all right, Max? And what about his tea?
We ought to go down to the others.
Yes, they'll be wondering what's become of us. Come on, let's go down.
Disgusting, I call it. Disgusting.
What's disgusting? What's in a kiss? Don't mean nothing to her, nor nothing to me. But it did make an amount of difference when I hadn't had my tea.
Oh, you do meet some funny ones about these days. Still thinking along of his tea, and look what he's just got.
Well, there you are. Why, it's you, Angela, my dear. Where are the others?
Oh, hello, Angela.
Hello, Max. Alex is helping Amabel, actually, in her bath.
Amabel? How on earth did she get here?
Oh, she walked, she told me. And got here in front of her maid, who came in the car.
Is Toddy here, then, as well?
Oh, Max, whoever heard of Amabel travelling without her maid?
I didn't know Amabel was coming.
She was most awfully upset she was so late. She told me to say to you how dreadfully sorry she was, Max. But I do think it's disgusting, Alex's being in there helping with her bath.
Oh, my dear. What do you mean, helping?
Well, don't quite know how he's helping. But he's in there.
He isn't.
I tell you, I heard her ask him.
She didn't.
I'm going to see how Claire's aunt is getting on.
Good idea, you do.
And how is she, then?
Oh, much better. Isn't she much better, Evelyn?
Oh, yes.
She's really sleeping quite peacefully now.
Do you think you might leave her to those nannies for a while? I've something I must tell you.
Yes, of course. Let's tiptoe away.
Right. Children, what do you think of Angela Creevy? Do you know what she's just accused my darling Alex of? Why, of being with Amabel in her bath.
Good.
Oh, gracious, whatever next.
My darlings, isn't it too despairing? Why, Miss Mac, out of pure good nature, ask people like her to come with his closest friends who've known each other for ages?
Oh, I know.
Isn't that just what I was saying to you?
Yes, we were.
What's this, a committee meeting?
Oh, go away, Robert, we're busy. Run along now. Oh,
very well.
Who on earth is that strange man following Robert down the corridor?
He has such a curious way of speaking.
Well, it is another friend of Max's we have to do with.
That is the man Alex says is the hotel detective.
And is he?
How is she?
How's who? My aunt, you mean?
I say, who are you?
She were mortal bad, I reckon, when I see her took upstairs. Now, don't misunderstand me. I don't mean any harm. Just a civil inquiry, that's all. You see, I was sitting nigh her when she were taken bad. And I think I'll just ask after her.
Well, she's better, thanks.
Well, here's a to-do, if you like. With this fog and none being able to get off to their firesides like, with no trains running on account of it. But I'm right glad to hear from you as she's better. I'm not one of those as old that ought only to be the poor and no rich in this world. But it's different for you, as can take rooms and be comfortable like, instead of having to stand like cattle waiting to be butchered in that yard beneath. Not but what I thought she looked terrible ill down there in that tea room when I was just getting a bit of comfort down inside me. I remember it now.
What did she have down there?
Why, bless my soul, not more than one small whiskey. I felt sorry for her. That I did. She's a goner.
She's what?
Oh, aye. She's a goner. I don't give her long.
Oh, you know better than the doctor, then.
Oh, aye. She's a goner.
Look here, you doing anything just now, what? I mean, if I slipped you 10 bob, could you get outside?
What for?
10 bob.
Now, what do you want me to do?
Well, only to go out and find Miss Julia Ray's man, who's called Thompson, and ask him if her luggage is all right. He ought to be with it down in that place where it's registered.
You leave it to me. It's as good as done.
Oh, hello, Alex.
Oh, hello, old boy.
Amabel!
Why, hello, darling. I've been having a bath.
Good.
Alex, didn't you say that man was the hotel detective?
What man?
That man you gave a drink to.
Right. Thought he might be, but I shouldn't think so. Why?
Because Robert slipped him 10 shillings to get out of the hotel and find Julia's luggage.
And has he taken it?
Why, yes.
Well, my darlings, now I'm in my bathrobe and decent, what shall we do? Here we are, Max. 3 lovely girls all mewed up and can't get out. What do you say?
Oh, what a lovely gown, Amabel. So furry.
Embassy Richard gave it to me, actually.
Oh,
did he? I'm so bored. What's fascinating you out of that window, Max, darling?
Lots of people down there.
Where's Alex got to? Has anyone seen him?
Why, didn't you know he was up to his old tricks with Toddy?
Hmm?
He adores Amabel, you see. And as soon as she looks another way, he's after her maid.
Is she so very pretty, then?
No. She's ever so old. Well, didn't you see her when she came in here?
No.
Max, why don't you turn round and entertain us? You do look such a silly standing there, as if they made you a dunce or sent you to Coventry or something. I'm so bored, darling.
Well, Amabel, there's nothing for it. Are you going to go out like that?
I might.
Oh, heavens.
Max! We're here, this way, and not out there. Oh, Do you remember that time we were out at Svengalo's when the mad waiter, that one who never finished rearranging one's knives and forks, began to lose his trousers? Do you all remember how Max got up and went out on us because he couldn't take it, and there we were, left to blush? Oh, no! And then there was that time when he walked out on and I said, you can't do that. Go back. Do you remember? It was that night we went out by car to bathe and the farmer thought we had no clothes on.
Oh, when was this? Oh, do tell me what happened.
No, you know what I mean.
We know.
Oh, do you, darling? There, Max. I think I'd better find Claire and Evelyn, don't you?
Why didn't you tell me about all these thrilling parties and things, hmm? What happened with Farmer Bangs?
No, nothing.
Oh, no, Max, it was obviously something thrilling.
We went out to bathe.
Well?
And Am said we ought to go back.
Well? Yes?
You know how it is.
Oh, that's just what I don't know.
Then you'd better learn.
Well, not knowing isn't the same thing as not having learnt.
What is it, then?
Oh, isn't it extraordinary, Amabel? My dear Max, even if I do know all the answers, it doesn't mean I know what went on that evening.
You can guess, then.
But what did the farmer say? Oh, come on. What did he say?
Darling, he said, them that are asked no questions won't be told no lies.
It wasn't very much the farmer, it was his dog.
My dear, I'm afraid Claire's Auntie May is rather bad.
Rather bad, you say?
Yes, rather bad, I said. Though, I think it's worse than that.
Well, I can't help it. She's got a room, hasn't she?
Is Claire's aunt coming on our party, too?
I really don't know.
Well, how can you stand there and laugh, Max, darling? Really? Considering...
I say that's bad.
I thought you ought to know.
Poor Claire, what a shame.
What about a doctor?
Oh, he had one in hours ago, Max.
What did he do?
What did he do? Why, what do doctors do? Of course, he got his fee. Robert paid him, but you know what they are. He went away again. She might die for all he cares.
Where is Robert?
Downstairs in the bar. Why?
Can't have him paying, you know.
Oh, Max, you are... We. But really, after all, it is his own aunt, and she wasn't in our party. Really, she's got nothing to do with you.
Can't have it all the same.
Darling, don't be so like yourself.
Oh, I wish you'd help. But poor Claire, she's so worried.
What's that crack for?
What crack?
Don't be so like yourself or something.
Oh, nothing.
Well, if that's all, then I'd better go and see what can be done.
But I mean, would Claire like that? I thought she wanted nobody to know.
Claire's upset. Poor darling. It's horrible for her.
There's no one anywhere like your Toddy, Amabel, darling. The things I've found out about you, you'll never be able to be quite the same to me again. What's the matter? Nothing I've said or done, is it? You all look as if you've been at one of my Uncle Joe's board meetings.
It's about Claire's aunt, this Miss Fellows. She's very ill.
I know all about it, Julia.
I'm very worried about her.
I bet you aren't, really.
Oh.
And if she's going to die even, what difference? I don't care, anyhow. And I'd advise everyone to feel the same. We all fuss too much.
Alex, what has come over you? I don't think you're being very polite, are you?
When is he ever?
Yes. Like the cornet player said at the Salvation Army meeting, I'll give you one more oly, oly, oly. And then I'm off home.
Good for you, Alex. But particularly now that Claire has her aunt down with something, I don't see that we can go home. No need for you others to stay, of course.
Oh, no, Max. No, I couldn't bear to leave the station now we're all here and together. Well, anything, just anything, could go wrong and we'd never get away. Or some of us would, and others would be left behind. Oh, please, please, let's all just stay here and wait. Well, anyway, the fog is really dreadful and we'd all get lost. No, 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 do say we'll remain here, everyone.
Oh, all right, Julia, if you feel so strongly about
it. Well, I mean, why don't we get Claire and Evelyn to leave Miss Fellows and come and join us? And then we'd all be together at least. Surely they could risk that. She couldn't be so bad that those old nannies couldn't see to her.
A good idea, Angela. I'll go and fetch them.
Will anyone have a drink? I fancy it would do us all some good. No one? Oh, well, I will. You've all gone very moody. And to think this is supposed to be the happiest time of our lives.
Why now, exactly?
Well, we're young. We'll never be young again, you see.
Why aren't you happy, then?
Well, that's not the point. Anyway, I'm so bored.
Aren't we all?
Do tell me, Amabel. What sort of nail polish are you using? It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Well, I thought I'd try making them darker. Mm. Rather like the slow gin Max gives me out shooting.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, it's more like port, isn't it? Oh, do you remember? Amabel, do you remember that time it was corked? Oh, such a lovely autumn day. How many did Max bag that time? We all took a brace home. Mm. Lovely. Lovely time.
You wouldn't be Mr. Thompson by any chance?
Oh, what if I am?
Oh, well, thank goodness for that. I found you at last. Now, if you give me those bags, I'll get them into the hotel, which is where they're all held up.
Yeah, who sent you to find me?
Mr. Hinnom, it was.
I'm sorry, I can't take orders from no one but Miss Ray.
Who are you, anyway? You could be anybody. What do you take us for?
Well, as you might say, the orders did come from that young lady.
Tell us what's going on in there.
She's a goner.
Who's a goner?
That young lady's aunt, of course.
Oh, don't talk so silly.
No, sure as I'm here.
Have you seen her?
Of course I've seen her. She was taken bad in the buffet and they had to carry her upstairs.
What? Look, it's the notice board. They're putting up some departure times. But the fog must be lifting.
Wild animals.
Won't do her any good.
Death's a bloody awful thing. But it isn't as easy as all that. It takes time to die.
Well, I reckon if what he says is right, it'll put paid to this party. They'll all be off home. And we'll get no thanks for it.
What do you think?
I know. It's very worrying, isn't it?
What would you do?
I don't know. She lives alone, doesn't she? I mean, she hasn't got anybody.
Well, there's her maid. But, of course, she has fits. No, those nannies could look after her. They've got absolutely nothing to do, you know. They're pensioned off, and mine just lives at home and drinks tea all day. Evelyn, so unfair.
Oh, my dear. You mustn't let yourself get upset about this business. And besides, I think you've been perfectly wonderful about it all the way through. And you've hardly left her for an instant.
It's not that. It's only that I do know Julia's rather counting on having me with her this trip. And now that Amabel has just dropped out of the sky, I do deeply feel I can't let her down.
No, of course not.
What I'm so afraid of is that that doctor had no idea what he was talking about. That Auntie May is very bad. That I ought to get her to hospital. One thing you can be quite sure of is she's not drunk, poor darling. She probably felt it coming over her, whatever it is, and took something to keep it off. Sorry for crying.
Now, I think what we're both afraid of is that parcel and what is inside it. Now, that's the odd thing.
She's better.
Oh, Max, dear. You've been too marvellous about it all, getting her this sweet and everything. I don't know how to thank you.
Nonsense. Bad business. Now, you go in to her.
Oh, yes. Very well. Excuse me.
Why am I here?
Oh, Auntie May, you're ever so much better, aren't you? Now, you mustn't lie there worrying. Just relax.
Where am I?
Now, don't bother your head about anything. You're quite all right now.
What's happened to me?
Nothing happened to you. You just fainted. Now, lie there and get your strength back.
So this is your upstairs suite. Max, darling, kiss me.
Mm. Satisfied?
Darling, you didn't really mean to leave me like that.
I was mad.
I thought you of all people couldn't mean it.
I didn't.
Didn't what?
Mean it.
When you rang up, I knew it wasn't you speaking somehow. You sounded different.
Why do we have to be like this for each other?
Oh, I'm the one. I was mad.
But why?
I don't know. Mad. Mad.
Just when the doctor told me I ought to get away from all this frightful weather. But all I want to do is understand. Darling, what made you do it?
I don't know. Darling, do come now. I always meant you to.
But Max, what am I to believe? With your voice over that beastly phone saying first you'd meet me tonight when you knew you were going, and then again 20 minutes later saying you wouldn't be there.
No, I'm hopeless.
It's Julia Ray. I've known it all along.
Julia? What do you mean?
I know when I'm not wanted.
But you are. You're the point of the whole trip.
Max, my dear, you are hopeless, and I don't know why I'm here. I've come to know I can't trust a single thing you say.
No, Amabel. Darling.
How much do you really want me to come?
Oh, darling. You know how much.
No, you mustn't kiss me again. And hands off, I've just had my bath and I've only this robe on.
What were you doing last night?
How do you mean?
When I rang you.
Oh, then? Well, I did pop out for a moment.
Who with?
We went to that cocktail club around the corner.
Who's we?
Only Richard. You know what he is.
Embassy Richard?
Yes.
Well, why him?
Why not?
Well, what about it?
About Richard? Nothing. By the way, he said he was coming on your train. He's in the hotel.
How do you know? You didn't invite him by any chance.
How could I? I'm not coming, you know. You didn't invite me. Only he said he'd be here, and when he says something, I believe him. More than when you tell me the same thing.
Then I shan't go. You've seen him?
Max, darling, don't be so ridiculous. I haven't set eyes on him since last night. I must say, my dear, you don't seem very upset about my not coming.
If you don't come, then I don't.
Well, then. Supposing I do.
Oh, that's marvelous. Come here. Mm. Mm. You're an angel.
Mm. I must say, darling, I don't see very well how you can leave her, even if she is much better, as you say.
I'm not the only one to say so. Evelyn, you thought her ever so much better, didn't you, darling? Ever so much.
Well, what I feel is that it's too insane to stay here. You ought to be at Calais by now, you know. The only thing is to go back home, unpack, and forget until tomorrow morning that we ever thought of going abroad today.
But good heavens, what about the tickets?
Well, if Max wants us to come, he can send us some more. By the way, where's Julia?
She's upstairs with Max, isn't she?
No. Amabel's with him.
Well, couldn't they both be there?
Not possibly. Anyway, I don't care where anyone is. What I want to do is to go home. Let's all go home.
I couldn't. I couldn't go and leave my poor Auntie May.
My ears have broken in below. Isn't it too awful?
Well,
the roof's
broken.
Oh, why, all those people outside, of course, and they're all drunk, naturally. What are we to do?
Who told you?
Oh, well, that man your Robert sent to find Thompson.
Oh, my dear, I shouldn't believe anything he said.
Isn't he the house detective?
No, he isn't.
Well, where's Max? Someone ought to tell him. Oh, look, what are we to do? They'll come up here and be dirty and violent. Well, they'll probably try and kiss us or something.
I'd like to see them try.
Now, Julia, you aren't in Marseille. You know an English crowd is the best behaved in the world. But it's obvious they haven't broken in or anything. There's not a sound downstairs.
Where's Max? I must see him.
Max is upstairs with Amabel, darling.
Oh, no. Alex. How revolting.
Julia, my dear, don't let it all run away with you. It all proves we should never have stayed when we saw how bad this fog was. Now it's obvious we can't get out if we wanted to.
Why not? Darling, for the very reason all those people haven't got in, because it's all locked tight.
Oh, wait. You mean to say there's no chance of getting my Auntie May out of here anymore? But what happens if she takes a turn for the worse? Oh, where's that idiotic Robert? Look here, Alex, would you mind terribly going down and bringing him back up here? You'll know where to find him.
Of course not.
Good idea.
But why did we let him go? Now, we'll never get him back.
Now, Julia, do be a dear and don't fuss.
But I am fussing. I'm fussing madly about my sins. They'll run through my trunks and steal everything. And you know I can't travel anywhere without my charm.
Evelyn, my dear, don't you think we ought to go back to see how Auntie May's getting on? What do you say?
Shall I go?
Oh, no, darling. It's sweet of you, but do come with me. Sometimes I feel as though we bring bad luck with us every time we go into that room. Oh, hello, Max.
Hello.
We'll be back soon.
Oh, hello, Amabel.
Julia, darling, you look worried.
Oh, what's this? Yes? Yes, yeah, she's here. No. Shall I take a message? You mean now? Oh, yes, yes, we'll be ready. Well, we've got to get ready to go.
No, but no one can go. They've broken in below, you see.
Don't worry, darling. I'll look after everything.
Well, Evelyn and Claire ought to be told. Well, they're seeing how Claire's aunt is. I'll go and tell them.
Well, thank heaven it's all settled. Claire's coming, after all. Her aunt will be cared for by the nannies. Now, what on earth are you all doing?
Come over here, Julia. Now, just look at that crowd.
Oh, you don't have to move, Matt.
Hmm?
Oh, look. They've opened some of the barriers. Now, what do all those people remind you of? Especially now they're coming through to the platform. Aren't they just like a herd of sheep let through into their pens? But at least they're not menaces anymore. Just people.
I believe the first train is about to go.
Please join the train at platform 14. The train at platform 14 is about to depart. Hurry along, please, on platform 14.
Oh, Max, I think I'm going to cry. Oh, dear good English people who never make trouble, no matter how bad things are. Oh, well, here we all are. The trains are running again. Why don't we go?
Am's not ready yet.
Well, then hadn't you better tell her to hurry up? They won't hold the train for us while we dress, you know.
Don't worry, Julia. Oh. They told me there wasn't that much hurry.
Hmm.
Incidentally, where's Embassy Richard? Has anyone seen the man?
Embassy
Richard?
Yeah.
Someone said so. I haven't seen him.
Well, do find him, and we can ask him straight out if he did write that letter.
And do you suppose he'd really tell you?
No, I suppose he wouldn't. Oh, hello, Amabel. Have you heard? Embassy Richard's here.
I'd better find him. Hello. Could you tell me if a Mr. Richard Cumberland is in the hotel?
But darling, I thought you hated him.
No, good chap, Richard. He is. Would you connect me?
What on earth are you up to now?
I'm going to get him along.
But have you thought at all? I mean, does anyone want him?
Oh, rather. Lots of questions for him. Ask Alex. Is that you, Richard? Max Avey. I say, come along and have a drink. Come on, we're in suite 105. Good man.
You aren't really going to ask him about that letter, are you? It may embarrass him terribly, you know.
It may, but he'd rather we did, I think.
Yes. It's like when one is shy about something. One simply can't stop talking about it. And besides, he wants everyone he meets to tell him it's all right.
Well, we'll soon see. Richard, good of you to come along.
Why, hello, my old dears. Max, Amabel, darling. Alex, Julia, my
hello.
This is Angela Creevy.
Angela, my dear chump.
Well, you've all heard about my little bit of trouble.
Truth is, the town's too hot to hold me now. You know I put that thing in the papers about not being able to come to something or other. Well, they all made such a fuss, you never believe. So I thought it was time for little Richard to say goodbye for now. And here I am.
What a pity.
You don't sound very glad, all of you, to see me.
My dear, I couldn't be more pleased. You must know that. Only we had such arguments about who did send that announcement to the papers. And I said all along it had been you.
Oh, no, Alex. Excuse me. Excuse me, you never did. Just the opposite, really. You always said somebody else had sent it.
There you are. It's been like this the whole time. And there you've been, not 3 minutes away, my dear, and we never knew.
I say, Rich, where are you aiming for?
Why do you ask?
Well, why don't you come with us?
Do you all really mean
it? Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, yes, I might.
Ah, that's fixed, then. Mm. You join the party.
Yes. Yes, that's fixed. But, Richard, darling, weren't you going anywhere?
Well, I suppose I was. Well, I can wait. I can always go where I was going afterwards. Can't I?
That was Party Going by Neville Teller. It was based on the novel by Henry Green. Miss Fellows was played by Renee Asherson, Max Adie by David McAllister, Angela Creevy by Amanda Murray, Robin Adams by Paul Hertzberg, Robert and Claire Hinnom by Martin Connor and Rosalind Shanks, Evelyn Henderson by Penelope Lee, Julia Ray by Selena Cadell, and Amabel by Francis Jeter. Alex Alexander was played by Jeffrey Bateman, the mysterious stranger by Sean Arnold. Edwards by Hayden Wood, Thompson by Nick Brimble, the station announcer by Graham Faulkner, Mr. Roberts, Alan Dudley, Mr. Ray and the floor waiter, John Forbes Robertson, Mr. Ogilvy, the station master and the doctor, David Graham, and the cloakroom attendant, Sonia Fraser. The counter assistants, Jane Knowles and Vanessa Knox Moore, the drivers and porters, Alexander John and John Livesey, and Embassy Richard, Rupert Everett. Party Going was directed by Christopher Venning.